Christmas this year should be a special schus. Lerefuas, Moshe ben Malka, Tzvi ben Yittel, Reb Moshe ben Reizel, Reb Yitzchak ben Bracha, Reb Avram Yosef ben Chana, Elisheva Tova, Masleya Genendel, B'sar Shachol Yisrael. We're going to be learning about the Inyan of Takanas Hanavim Shel Yimei Purim, Al Pi Toraso, Shel Harav HaTzadik, Rabbi Yaakov Perlov, the Novi Minsk Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. The Rambam in the first parak of Vilchus Megillah Halacha Aleph writes, Kriyas HaMegillah B'zman HaMitzvos Esem Midivrei Sofrim V'Advarim Yiduim Shitakonis Nevi'im V'Kol Chayavim B'Kriya. So that Kriyas HaMegillah in its proper time is a rabbinic mitzvah, to Mitzvos Esem Midivrei Sofrim V'Advarim Yiduim, and it's well known that it's a Takonis Nevi'im. So Kriyas HaMegillah is not only Midivrei Sofrim, it's a Takonis Nevi'im. V'Kol Chayavim B'Kriyas, and everybody's Chayav in Kriyas HaMegillah. So we have to be medakdek that the takana of Mordechai v'Esther was also on the Yom Tov of Yemei HaPurim, like we say in the Megillah, La'asa ososam Yemei Mishte v'Simcha u'mishloach manos ish l're'ehu u'matanos le'evyonim. And the Rambam writes this in the second parak in Halacha Yudalit and on. The Rambam doesn't write that they're takanas nevi'im. Just on Kriyas HaMegillah, the Rambam writes in Parak Aleph that it's takanas nevi'im. And at the beginning of Hilchos Megillah and Chanukah, the Rambam writes, Yesh b'chlalon shtei mitzvah saseh midivrei sofrim. And he starts in Halacha Aleph, Kriyas HaMegillah b'zmana, mitzvah saseh midivrei sofrim. And he omits the mitzvah saseh of Shar Mitzvah Sayom. And it's also mashma in the Gemara and Megillah, Daf Yudalad Amad Aleph, that Rabban Memchas Nevim, etc. V'lo pichas v'lo esiru al mashakasu v'torah, chutz mi mikra Megillah. And the Gemara doesn't say anything about the other mitzvahs. Just Mikra Megillah, Kedivrei Rambam, B'chol Zeh, Tzarich Iyun. So, Rav Perlov Zatzal goes on the following derech. First, we have to explain the Gemara in Megillah and Dav Zayin. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, who doesn't darshan, that Hashenis means that you read the Megillah and Adar Sheni, what does he do with Hashenis? Mebai Leiket Rabbi Yoshmuel, Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Mitchila Kavua B'Shushan, Ulebesof B'chol Olam Kulo. So Rashi says, Lebesof kva'uha, v'zeu hashenis. At first, they made Kriyas HaMegillah and Shushan, and then the rest of the world. So that's what it means, shenis. Rashi, afterwards, Zibra Maschel Shochalem writes, B'shan HaShnia, Lekova Aleim Chova. So the Gemara is darshaning from Migeras HaPurim Mezuz HaShenis, that Shainis means that first they were koveyed in Shushan, and then in the rest of the world. And Rashi writes, in Sholcholahem, the second year, Esther said to the rabbis, I want to be koveya this day as a chova. The reading of the Megillah is an obligation. And it's hard to understand, because it's explicit in the Megillah that even before Esther wrote Igeres HaPurim HaShainis, Mordechai already wrote to all the Yehudim, Hakrovim Varachokim, Lios Osim, Es Yom Arba Asar, etc., Es Yom Chamisha Asar Bo, B'chol Shana V'Shana. So what does it mean that originally they only were Koveya in Shushan? You see Mefurish in the Megillah that they were Koveya both in Shushan and out of Shushan at the same time. The 14th and the 15th were Nikba at the same time. The Rashash is nitchak in this very much. However, it would appear pashut, the Kavanas HaGemara, that we're not darshaning the superfluous words Hashenis. Like Rabbi Shem Gamliel says that it's talking about Adar Sheni, that if the two Adars, you read an Adar Sheni. We're not trying to be Mefarish Pshuto Shel Mikra. That this Vatichtov Esther was an Igeres Shenis after what Mordechai wrote. That was the first Igeres. For that, we don't need a pasuk. That we see from the Gufak Subim, that that's what happened. But rather that it says that Esther wrote a second Igeres is coming Lidrasha, that when they were Kovei Yemei HaPurim, when Esther sent to the Chachamim the message Kvuni Lidoros, There were two takanas. First, Bishushan. And then, B'chol Olam Kula. So, originally, the takanas were made together. Yom Arba Asar and Yom Chamisha Asar. Mordechai wrote a letter that the Jews should celebrate the 14th and the 15th. Depending on the walled city, not walled city. And then Esther wanted to be Nikba Ladoros. That's a second letter. That's Igeres HaPermas Ososhenis. And that, first Shushan, there were two takanas. First Shushan and then the rest of the world. And in fact, Rashi in the Megillah explains that Shenis means Lashana Shnia, the second year. Rav Shimon bar Yehuda in the Gemara Darshins says Mepaylei Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda and Yehuda, Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda Darshins, that even Beguf Kviyas Himei Apurim Ledoros, there was Takana Rishon and Shnia. First in Shushan, and then the rest of the world. The Rashi says it's talking about the second year. But the drush in the Gemara, it's not like that. The drush in the Gemara is Shenis. At first, Shushan, and then the rest of the world. And that's happening in the Shana Shnia, when it was made a Chovel Adaros. So now we have to understand Lidach Gisa. What did Mordechai send when he sent Svarim, El Kol HaYehudim, L'Kayim Aleim Lios Olsim, etc.? Since the Kviyus Ladaros was only afterwards, when Esther sent to the second year, she asked Supurim, like Rashi explains in the Megillah. And look in Rashi and the Pasuk with Mamar Esther and the Gemara. Rashi, Dibur Maskel Sholcholahem, that the Kviyus was done by Esther, by Tichtov Esther, is called Tokef. So what's the gather of the Svarim that Mordechai wrote? First letters. So what appears as follows, that the Magen Avraham and Sosim and Tafresh Peivav writes, Yichol Mnei Yolotake Baskama, you're allowed to make the Bnei Ayir, are allowed to make a takana to make Purim on the day there was a miracle. And it's from the Chibas Maram Al-Shikr. And the Chasam Sofer agrees with this Psak, or Rechaim Kuvtzari Aleph. And the Yenshan Besof Tvarov, Medivar Sefer Yosef Ometzal, Nation Ase, in Germany, Frankfurt, and they were kovei Yom Simcha L'Dorosam, and that's because you have a minhag year, and it's included in the pasuk about Titosh Torah Simecha, like we see in Psachim 50b. And apparently, it's Mefurish and Megillas Esther. That's what it says in the pasuk. Okay, you do my prime. Yosim Avodah and Barer Prezos. Osim is Yom Rabasar. In other words, they were makabel me'atzmam to make Mishteh B'Simcha. And then it says Vayichtov Mordechai etc. L'Kayim Aleim Lios Osim, meaning that he was manig this sheikabulay me'atz mishiel zat tokev tin sanedjun beitz in agadol. This is now included in losasur. You're a makabel upon yourself. So now this is a din of losasur, like we see in the Rambam paragal v'miruz mamir malam and hagel shall be beitz in agadol. And once you're a makabel, that once the beitz makes it a minig, you have to keep it. So to the ear makes a minig, you have to keep it. But it's still a minig, and you still can't make a bracha, like we have in the Gemara in Sukkah mem hayom beitz in chibud arava. That's a minig neviim. Chavit, chavit, v'lo barich. So you hit the arava, you bang the arava, but no bracha, minig nevim. V'kvar hishrish kol zeh, famous, famous briskurav, in hoch brachas perakad alf lachat esvav. That a minig, even when it's below sasur, it doesn't have a shame mitzvah. And according to this, after they are makabel upon themselves, yimei purim, mei atzmam, Kasab Mordechai Od v'hini gadavra mikoch Sanhedrin l'kayim aleim lios osim v'hu hu t'shekasav sham v'kibu al yudim es asher achelu lasos. Veis asher kosa Mordechai aleim. So after they are makabli me'apura, Mordechai writes that this is now going to be mikoach Sanhedrin. Not only is this a minhag they were makabel upon themselves, that's where it started, but now it's a mikoach Sanhedrin, and Jews were makabel this. Because they were makabel, now Mordechai wrote these letters. Al pidin Sanhedrin. However, Viter. B'shana shniya, shalchal esrach chamin kavuni ledoros. Sheikvu lemei apurim lemitzvah midivrei sofrim ulevarich al kriyas hamagila. That Esther asked that she be nikba ledoros, that they should be kovei yimei apurim as a mitzvah midivrei sofrim, and to make a brach on kriyas hamagila. And she wanted the Megillah to be part of the canon, that it should be with other ksubim, like we see in the Gemara. And like Rashi says in the Pasuk of Mamar Esther, etc. V'nichtav b'sefer. Chora temor mizan, Rashi in Bava Basra tezat Vava Manalev parenthetically. That Megillah Esther wasn't made in the part of Ksuvim until they came to Eretz Yisrael. Here Esther's already asking Chutz Laretz. The Brisker Rav discusses this in Hilchos Megillah, but it's a chiddush that he doesn't bring Rashi. And Megillah says that she already asked then, Umamar Esther, Benichtav B'Sefer, that it should be included in the canon. And that's that's what it says in the Pasuk, Aligeris Hashem, it says, Kol Tokef, that it has a Tokef of a mitzvah. And it was written by Sefer, Sheishla Din Kisvei HaKodesh. So now it's a Din Mitzvah, it's no longer you get a bracha, and it's part of the canon. And that's what it means in the pasuk. L'chaim esimei apurim elu b'zmaneim kasher kiyam aleim Mordechai Yehudi v'Esther Amalka asher kimu al nafshem al zarim divrei atzomus v'zakosam. In other words, after it was nikba as a mitzvah l'doros, there are two kiyumim. There's a mitzvah of alidei takanas Mordechai v'Esther and minug that they were makabel aleim mikodem, and that Mordechai was goes there as far as the Sanhedrin. That was misbatel because now it doesn't have a shame in hagos shel Sanhedrin. Now it has a shame mitzvah. It's mamash a gevaldike mahalach in the just pshat in the Megillah. Those are the two letters. However, we still haven't explained the Rambam. So Mitzvah Hashem, in the next shir, my hope and prayer is that with this yisod in our hands, we will see neflos gedolos mitaras Hashem. And we will explain Pshat in the Rambam. And in the meantime, we saw Neflos, Skavaldik. And thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.